covering Michigan like no one else. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, welcome back to it on a Monday. My next guest here, Mark Meckler, president of Citizens for Self-Governance, grassroots leader, co-founder of the Tea Party movement here in America. Mark, welcome back to it.
Always good to be with you, Steve.
Well, of course it is. It's Monday. Where else would you rather be?
The only place I might rather be is actually in Michigan because my daughter's there at Hillsdale College.
Yeah, so you'd like to be here where we're getting another inch of snow tonight, another inch tomorrow. We had some places got more than 2 feet of snow over the weekend, plus an ice storm. Mark, check your medication.
No, I might want to, actually, because right now I'm actually in Florida where it's going to be about 85 degrees today, so maybe I have to rethink
that. See, now, we were getting along right until about that moment. We were doing so fine. Anyhow, let me talk to you about this idea that the Republicans are going to put forth a balanced budget amendment. I mean, come on, be serious. These are guys that just put through a $1.3 trillion, spend everything, spend it all, mortgage the future, who cares? Let's have a drink and let's keep cruising as the party continues and the band plays on, Mark. And now they want to talk about a balanced budget amendment that they know will never pass? Come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, it really is the height of absurdity. These are guys who, look, if they want to balance the budget, they just need to stop the spending, right? And instead what they're doing is this fake show exercise. That's what they want is a balanced budget amendment, but that's actually what they're debating. They're debating that they're going to put it together, and even if they did do it, we would be crazy to trust these guys after they just go on the spending spree and then they tell us they want to balance the budget.
Well, you know, the when they put in mandatory restraints like this, we know they don't work historically. They cause bigger problems. That's what gutted the military, right? I mean, that's what gutted the military over the last few years because, okay, we can't meet our spending goals and cutbacks, so it'll just be automatic spending cuts that are put in place, and they just go across the board and do damage. It's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to look at what you're spending, stop it when you can, cut it back when you can, and sober up. Do you think that's a good... I mean, seriously, lay off the liquor and lay off the checkbook.
Steve, come on. You're being rational and talking about Washington, D.C. That you know those two things...
We'll have none of that. We'll have none of that rationality. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, you know what? I also think, Steve, this is important. Even if they're not going to get it done, it's impossible. It won't get it through Congress. But even if it did, and let's presume they are able to pass some kind of real, actual balanced budget amendment that didn't have a bunch of holes in it. I don't think that can happen, but let's assume they did. This is a dangerous thing about a balanced budget amendment by itself. What it will do is it will force the federal government to create more unfunded mandates, and they'll just make the states run the programs and tax the citizens, and the states will just have no choice. That's the actual effect if they were to accomplish this thing that they're pretending they're going to do.
So what is this? You know, and we, Donald Trump, back on the campaign trail, said there's a point of no return when it comes to debt. And he said, we might have already gotten there, but he said, I think if memory serves, and maybe it does, maybe it doesn't at my age, but if memory serves, it seems like that point of no return is somewhere around $24 trillion in debt, which means we're dangerously close to a point where you couldn't even recover from the debt if it's piled that high, which means we have a lost decade like Japan, which means we have, you know, to the reckoning of the Chinese, the Japanese, the Germans, and everybody else we owe money to. At some point, they come for their money, and if there's a scramble for it, it could get just flat out ugly in the streets of America because, well, the economy will go straight in the toilet, won't it?
The economy will go straight in the toilet. We won't be able to make welfare payments. And so there are people who actually rely on that stuff that won't have food to eat.
So hold on. And not to make light of this.
Yeah.
Because every time the Republicans pass something, Nancy Pelosi says people will die. But in that case, people might actually die.
Yeah, I mean, if it gets that bad, which, look, I don't think you're overstating the case, and I worry that people don't take it seriously when we talk about how serious this crisis could be. And this kind of crisis never comes gradually. You won't see it coming. It's not like the economy will peter out. It'll be a crisis because at some point what will happen is the international lenders will refuse to lend to the United States at the current low rate. The price of debt will skyrocket. Interest rates will skyrocket. 100% of the U.S. budget will be eaten up by payments on debt. The government won't be able to fund the military. It won't be able to fund welfare payments to people who really need it. The whole system will actually come crashing down.
I am willing.
Yeah.
I am willing to consider a transfer of most of Southern California to any foreign entity we owe money to. I'm willing to consider that transfer immediately.
I'm with you. I live in California. I'd be happy to see it happen as long as we build a wall around it so all the people don't flee for the rest of the country.
Well, a big wall, yeah, to keep them in. But I would start, you know, basically at Monterey. No, I'd go up to the Bay Area. I started the Bay Area, come down and cut all the way, and probably I can't decide whether San Diego gets to stay or we boot them out. But the rest of the state gets to stay because we like California in general. It's that area of wacko liberalism that we have to just surgically remove. All right. So in all seriousness, this nothing changes. Here we are, Mark. We're talking about the same thing, and a year from now we'll be talking about the same thing. Only we'll be $22 trillion in debt, and 23 after that, you know, and we just continue to spend money we don't have and mortgage the future and bankrupt the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's depressing if you pay attention to it and if you don't think there's anything you can do about it. I mean, I happen to think there is a tool that we can use, but it's up to us, we the people. And when I say it's up to us, it's not about electing the right people. We need to do that. That's only the finger in the dam. There is a method in the Constitution that allows us to stop all of this madness, to take the power back for the people. It's in Article 5. And I think if we don't use it, then it's on us. I think we have a moral responsibility to stop all this.
But the problem with an Article 5 convention is that half of the people, conservatives, good ones, and are on one side, half are on the other, because half of them say an Article 5 convention can fly out of control and destroy the Constitution in the country, and the other on your side say otherwise. And so you've got good, smart people on both sides of that argument going nowhere. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that's untrue. It's actually, numerically, it's about 5% of conservatives are against it. There isn't a single nationally known figure on the conservative side that is against it. Every nationally known conservative scholar is for it. All the nationally known conservative talkers are for it. Rand Paul just came on in favor of it, so the libertarians are in favor of it. There is a small fringe on the right that's against it. They've been against it, by the way, since the 1980s when they defeated the balanced budget amendment. So you can thank those who are against the use of Article 5 for roughly $18 trillion in debt today.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Mark Meckler, always a great conversation, president of Citizens for Self-Governance and a co-founder of the Tea Party Movement. Mark, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Steve.